الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. من يسترش هو الأطى سيسر من لم يعرف تكبير الحديث whoever does not know the explanation of the hadith ويبلغ عقله and his intellect cannot attain it فقد كفي during the study itself that has been taken care of by the bad person. The fact that he does not know the meaning of the hadith or the fact that he does not know the meaning of the hadith does not mean that the hadith is da'if or does not exist. So the issue of the deen is not something that you throw away with your intellect. To believe that, to me, I don't think this hadith is okay. So this is what the Imam is explaining here. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرَفْ تَفْسِيرَ الْحَدِيثِ Whoever does not know the explanation of the hadith, وَيَبْلُغُ عَقْلُ and his intellect cannot comprehend it, because kufiya. That has been taken care of on his behalf. And that has not affected for him. One Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to أَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ ضَيْغٌ فَيَتَّجِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَأَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ Those in whose heart is vague, misguidance. It is what is not clear to them that they follow. It is not fitnati because they want to cause fitness. So that they can interpret it in such a way that will agree with their wings and purposes. الذي لا يعلم تأويله إلا الله. No one knows the interpretation of this except Allah. والراسخون في العلم and those who are well grounded in knowledge. Those who are well grounded in knowledge. So if you don't know the interpretation of an ayah or a hadith, that doesn't mean we should watch, we should knock it off. To say that no, the ayah does not exist, or the hadith is not correct, because of the kufiya zalika that has been taken care of, what to allow and that not, it has been affected. If you not know something in hadith or the ayah, an ayah, there are other ayahs and hadith that are clear. Take the hadith that is ambiguous to you, or the ayah that is not clear to you, take them to the ayahs that are clear. Take them to the hadith that are clear. Perhaps those hadith that are clear will see that hadith that is not clear to you. Instead of what? Corrishing that hadith. For Adam, he not to be, you should believe in this, what does mean? You should not submit to certain. مثل حديث الصادق المصدوق. Like the hadith of the صادق المصدوق. That is the قبل حديث. That the Prophet الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أحدث يجمع خلقه في بطن أمي أربعين يوما نصفا. That every one of you, his creation, his formation, his what is made in the womb of his mother. أربعين يوما 40 days. He was what نصفا. That is, nutfa is the meeting of the somatozoa and the egg of the woman. So the combination of both of them forms what? Nutfa. So it will remain like that, arba'ina yawma nutfa, for 40 days. ثم يكون في ذلك في ذلك على قدر مثل ذلك بأنه يكون علاقة كلوتش like that. ثم يكون في ذلك المضغة then becomes what? مضغة flesh. ثم يوصل الملك then the angel will be sent to him فيام for a feel of war and the angel will now breathe in it. You must be African man to the others 40, he can't be risky to write his God in risk, his provision. Wa'ajali, his lifespan, wa'anali, the deeds, the actions that he will do in this world. Wa'shakini na utarij, whether it will be shakini, maybe rashaj, utarij, or be somebody who will be happy in this world in the hereafter. هو الذي لا إله غيره. He said, I swear by the one لا إله غيره, but there is no deity other than worthy of worship except him. إلا أحدكم. One of you لا يعمل عمل أهل الجنة will be doing the work of أهل الجنة. The work of the people of الجنة. حتى لا يكون بينه وبين إلا ذراع. Nothing remains between him and what entering the Jannah is that there are just an ampling. فَيَعْمَلَ عَمَلَ أَلْنَارِ أَوْ كَانْ وَشْتُ لِلْبِينِ. He now begins what? He works the action of people of Hellfire. فَيَكُلُوَا and eventually he will enter Hellfire, become one of the demons of Hellfire. Then tell it the other way, Nani. Then this type of hadith one should take it like that, because it's hadith that is authentic and the meaning is something that is what? To learn to those who are manageable. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ بِالْعِلْمِ. And those who are well grounded in knowledge. So if you believe that the Nukfa will be in the womb 40 days. But in another hadith, the Sahih Muslim has read the hadith of Hubayb of Yaman, which says that after the first 40 days, then an angel will be sent to put, to breathe in it. And that's when it will be what? It will be, there will be life in it, but not the type of life that will be in it maybe after about 120 or so days. As the scholars have said, this is referring to two different situations. The first one is when the spermatozoa and the egg meet, it will be like that for about 40 days. So after the first 40 days, the second one, maybe about 42 days or so, life will be breathed in it, but not the type of life that no, the baby or the will be moving in the womb, no, not that type of. Just the one that people will still be a living thing, not like you say, the plant is a living thing. Then, after about 120 days, when the thing has become what? Alaka, it has become mudra. So the angel, another angel, or the same angel is sent to him, then Fayam for Pharaoh, he will breathe in it. Then we see, you say, the bed is what is moving. Are you speaking something like that? Then Fayam will be Abba, can match. So the other to do what? Four things. The capability, the provision of that baby in the world, if it comes to life, all its provision to be written. Though it has been written before, this is known as Al-Kitabatul Kawniyya. But everything that will happen in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it. For this one, that the ancient Greek known as the Kitaba al-Umriya watch the particular person how he's going to spend his life. Is risky what to be is risky. To be risky. And that's why the Prophet of Allah said in authentic hadith. إِنَّ رُوحَ الْقُدُسِ نَفَثَ فِي رُوحِ أَنَّ نَفْسًا لَا تَمُوتَ إِنَّ رُوحَ الْقُدُسِ that is Jibreel عليه السلام نَفَثَ فِي رُوحِ has impacted me أَنَّ نَفْسًا لَا تَمُوتَ that no soul died حتى تستكمل رزقها وأجلها. Until it has completed his risk disposition. Because the angel has been ordered to write what is risk. And now risk will come to us to pass. وأجلها and what is lifespan. Maybe is it going to be a baby that is born or reborn? And maybe that same day. Believe the word, and what is always is agile. Everything that works has come to an end. Or somebody that you won't be the other remedy that will be made to live the life of the young ones. That is without intellect. Some people will grow so old to the extent that they will not know what they are saying. That is what the Ajah. And the Nasan Nantamu Tahatta, the Tet with the Rizqa or Ajalaha. Because Allah Ta'ala advised. As we do this follow, when you are looking for your sustenance, you are looking for your provision, as we do this follow, seek the right way, follow the right way in getting it. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُنَادِ مَعِدَهُ بِمَعْصِيَةٍ For you cannot get what Allah provided for you because you have followed what? You have sinned against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some others, maybe has robbed people in order to get wealth, and maybe has built houses with that, they have bought cars through this method. If you have not robbed people, you rob, you would have what? Gotten the same thing because that is what the risk. If you have been patient, would have gotten it through halal means, because this is what Allah has written for him. But because man is created as what ajul, somebody always in what he teach. So he wants to get everything, he wants to get it by all means. So with that, he will do what is haram in order to get his sustenance, in order to get his provision. Whereas if you have not done follow that way, you would have gotten the same thing. So the Prophet of Allah advised us, find the problem, use the right way in getting fa'inna la la yuna lima indahu lima asiyati. So the same thing being said here, the Fariumar, the Arba, the Arba, because of Rizqihi, or Ajali, or Ajali, so that if risk should be written, if adal should be written. Then, if amal, what will he do in life? Then, shakiyun al sa'ib. Is he going to be someone who fear Allah, or someone who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and die as a kafir? Or die as a sinful person? Al sa'ib. So this will be written when the baby in the womb becomes 120 days old. At this point, the soul will be, the life will be breathed in the baby. But this is not like the first one, that is the one that will happen in the 42 days when when the baby is born, the baby is only about 42 days old. That contains the hadith of Uhayfa in Yaman. Radiallahu anhu. Now, and that probably may be doing the works of people of Al Jannah. But no, it only remains little for him to enter paradise because of this 18th and because of all this fitna of dunya, he becomes one of those who the daily works of the book of death. And we end that because the Prophet of Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالِ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that you will be judged according to what you end your life on. And for someone to say, okay, let me be feeling fine now, let me be enjoying myself, so when I become 80 years old, I become 40 years old, I will be serious. What tells you that what you become 40 years old? What tells you that? Because this is what is the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you can't really say whether what you spend 20 years in this world. You can't say whether you spend 30 years. You can't say whether you spend 40 years. Nobody is handling this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the qawatim matters a lot. And that's why the Prophet of Allah will supplicate in his salah. In every salah, the Prophet Allah said, لَهُمْ مَنْ يَعُوذُ بِكَ بِالْعَذَابِ جَهَنَّمِ وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا وَالْمَمَاتِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْمَصِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. The Prophet Allah will supplicate, because somebody is affected by the fitna of mahya, the fitna in this world, fitna of life, after to the end of the kafir. If somebody is slipping away, or somebody is engulfed by the fitna of this world, a lot of things can make somebody just turn away from Islam. A lot of things. So the Prophet of Allah will supplicate, Allahumma inna a'udhuka min adhab jahannam, wa min adhab al-qabr, wa min fitnat al-mahya, wa min shar fitnat al-masih al-dajjal. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good change. May subhanahu wa ta'ala crown our ibadah with acceptance. So we have to believe in this hadith of the Prophet of Allah. It contains the issue of qadar. We have to take it like that. That it has been written what you are going to do in this world, where you are going to die, the work that you are going to do. But that doesn't mean that what Allah has imposed what you are doing on you. Because Allah said what for Masha for you mean? Masha Faliyakul. So this is something that is very, very important. We take it like that, not to rubbish this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمِثْلُ مَا كَانَ مِثْلَهُ فِي الْقَدَرِ. And anything related to this hadith of As-Sadiq al-Mazduq, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, وَمِثْلُ حَدِيثُ الرُّبْيَا, likewise the hadith of Rubya, that on the day of Qiyamah, the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the authentic hadith, that أَمَّا إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ هَذَا الْقَمَرِ لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ. He said, you will see your Lord as you see this moon. لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ. You will not be fighting one another, or you will cause me in order to see Allah on the day of Qiyamah. لا تضامون في رؤيتي أو لا تضامون في رؤيتي. You will not be what? Wrong. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. فإن استطعتم هلا تغلب على صلاة قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروب يعني العصر الفجر ثم قرآن. If you can't pray and pray your salah before Fajr and the after Fajr, that's coming up to the Shem, that's of Fajr, for Qabla, Ghurubi, and that's of what? The sunset, Asri, you pray this Salah. So the Prophet Allah was encouraging them to do good deeds. But the shahid here, the evidence there is that the Prophet Allah said what? إِنَّكُمْ تَتَعَوْنَا رَبَّكُمْ. Surely you see what? You see your Lord. كَمَا تَرَوْنَا عَذَا الْقَمَرِ. That you see this moon. So I have a sunnah of Jama'at to believe that we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In contradiction to what the Mu'tazila who say that you can't see Allah, you won't see Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And we use the evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah yudriku al-absar. Wa huwa yudriku al-absar. That al-absar, the sight cannot watch, see Allah. It was a bit like that. The sight cannot see Allah. Wa huwa yudriku al-absar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees all sights. For us, the meaning of that verse, لا تدركه, is clear. لا تدركه الأبصار. That is why eyes cannot encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eyes cannot want to encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning which is clear from the text. And because these people, they want to reject anything that contradicts their aqidah. So they are driven to interpret the hadith of the Prophet Allah or verses of the Quran in such a way that you agree with their own wish and caprices. And the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah is that the Muslims are going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. The Muslims are going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. This is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah والجماعه. الله سبحانه وتعالى وجوه يومئذ ناظره الى ربها ناظره. There are some sights, some eyes on that day, there will be ناظره. Present الى ربها ناظره. They will be looking at their Lord on this day. So the Mu'tazila, the Republic is vast. وجوه يومئذ ناظرة. Sometimes on that day will be pleased or will be present. إلى ربها ناظرة. إلى ثواب ربها ناظرة. That is looking at the ثواب. Looking at what the reward of their Lord. So they will say there is what? Something that is محدود here. إلى ثواب ربها ناظرة. Couple of them say what? إلى ربها ناظرة. It was, the meaning is what? إلى ربها منتظرة. That is expecting their Lord. Look at the way they are playing with what? Which way? Now that will defend their wrong aqidah. And this is typical of, you know, people of innovation. They try to bend the neck of verses of the Quran or the hadith of the Prophet of Allah in order to suit their innovations. That is not the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they stick to what the companions of the Prophet of Allah were upon. Now this is clear. If I say about you ila shay'in, the Arabs, they know that the meaning of this word, I look at that thing. Nazartu ila shay'in. Ila rabbiha nadira. This is clear. But they interpret it as what? Ila rabbiha nadira, meaning muntadira. Expecting. Or ila tawabi rabbiha. Looking at what? The reward. Not at looking because you can't see Allah. So you ask them, what is the evidence that what? You can't see Allah on the Qiyamah. They said, because Allah has said what? لا تدرك الأبصار. But the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they tell them that what? لا تدرك الأبصار is that the eyes cannot encompass Allah. Let's know that about this. Now in this world, no eyes can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Al-Mi'raj, he was asked, did you see Allah? He said, Noorun. I saw light. Anna arahu. How can I see him? Nurun, I saw light. Anna arahu. How can I see him? This hadith is Sahih Muslim. Likewise, when Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayka. Oh my Lord, let me see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, lam tarani. You can't see me. Walakin anzur ila al-jabal. But look at the mountain. It is taqarr wa makanu. If the mountain remains the way it is, katawba tarani. Then you can see me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا تَجَنَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appears to the mountain, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّنْ. The mountain is crumbled. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. And Musa fainted immediately. These are evidences that nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of wakefulness in this world. In the state of wakefulness in this world. Nobody. Not the Prophet of Allah wa sallam. So now the wind was asked, there was moon and arahu. It is only light that I saw. How can I see him? And now it is contained within this hadith. That the Prophet of Allah wa sallam said, hijabu nur. The screen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is light. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to unveil this, لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبْحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْ تَعِلَيْهِ أَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. The subhat, that is the light of the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, could watch, could have destroyed or could destroy whatever the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes upon from among his creation. And if nobody can see him in this world. So the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he went on the Miraj, he did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he only saw light. But the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward with the Muslims with what? With seeing. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for those who did good deeds, Allah said, we have what? Al-husna wa ziyada. Wa ziyada, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interpreted that as what? Seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. The kuffar on that day, they will be prevented from seeing their Lord. They will be prevented from seeing their Lord. Their Lord. But the believers, they will see their Lord. They will see their Lord. That is for the believers. But for the kuffar, they will not see the Allah. So in the hadith, the Prophet of Allah alayhi wa sallam said that the munafiqun and the believers, the Christians and so on and so forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appear to them. And they will say, Allah will say, I'm your Lord. They will say, no. So on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unveil the fact. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. The day that the fact, the knee, will watch, will be unveiled. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. And they'll be asked to prostrate, they will not be able to do that. Allah will ask them, when Allah appeared to them, when he appeared to them, I said to them that I'm your Lord, so a lot of them will not believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them realize that both are your Lord. Then you ask them to prostrate. So any person, those who are prostrating for Allah, praying for Allah, sincerely this one, there will be those that will be able to do it. Those who have not been doing it, they will not be able to do it. And those who are doing it come of nifaq, and so on and so forth. Allah is the only one that sujood, Allah is the sujood. So they will have to prostrate before Allah and not be able to do it. Khashiyatan absaruhum. Their eyes will be khashia. Will be what? Humiliated. Terhaku zinda. Waqad kanu yud'auna ila sujood wa hum salimun. Allah says, they have been invited to prostrate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do I watch? Why do I fit? Why they could do it? But they refused to do it. So after this, these people will be asked, you know, to go. They will say they need water. And they will tell them, go and take water there. And with this, they will be falling into fire. This hadith is very bad. So the munafiqun, they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not the type of thing that the believers will see. In Al-Jannah, the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will appear to them. And whatever they want of anything, food, everything will be ready for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the fawaki, the watch, they will be the dania. Kutufwa, dania. The fruits of these trees are dania. Whenever they want anything, they see it. It's not that let me go to my garden and pluck some fruits. No. As they are thinking of it, this is our what is already present before them. You must allow you to watch them. And whenever they intend in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the other for them. So this is the aqidah of Ahl al-Sunnah wa Jama'ah. But the Mu'tazila does not believe in this. The Mu'tazila does not believe in this. And that's why the Mu'tazila, they are among the watch of the Muslims. A lot of things they do not believe in. It is things that are things of aqidah. The Qadr, they have problem with it. As we have mentioned, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah does not believe in it. And so many other things like that, the punishment of the grave does not believe in it. A lot of things like that, passing on the Sirat, does not believe in it. So they are the worst of the Muslims. But that way, the statement of some scholars said the words making tafsir of them. Though they are of different categories as well. Why the Asha'ira? There are some things they are like the Mu'tazila. There are many things that they are like the Mu'tazila. Only in the attributes, they differ from the Mu'tazila in the attributes that they accept about 7 or so attributes of Allah. The rest, they also establish them in such a way that we agree with their own intellect. And this is not the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So that's why the scholars will warn against the Asha'ira, the Mu'tazila, the Maturidiyya. So we have to take note of all these things so that we remain Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah with the aqidah of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمِنْ تُوَحْدِيبِ رُؤْيَ كُلِّهَا. Likewise, the hadith of ruya of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Qiyamah. كُلِّهَا of them. وَإِنَّا أَتْحَنِ الْأَسْمَاءِ. What would it be a thing that was far from theory? وَتَوْحَشَ مِنْهَا الْمُسْتَنِرِ. And the listener would not like to hear them. To put somehow, you know, what is this? وَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ الْإِيمَانُ بِنَا. What is proposing you to have belief in them like that? We have explained it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he has hearing, what is difficult in believing in this. God likening it to your own hearing. When Allah says to see, it's not like the way you see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has sight, it's not like the old sight. He has knowledge, it's not like your own knowledge. He has hikmah, wisdom, it's not like your own wisdom. So the Mu'tazila, the Asha'ira, they fell into the error that they fell into, and the big mistake that they found themselves in, and a lot of what? Comparing Allah with themselves. So when you differentiate yourself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established that لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah is what? السَّمِيعُ. He's all hearing, الْبَصِيرُ all seeing. وَأَنَّ يَرُدَّ مِنَا حَرْفًا وَاحِدًا. And that he should not reject just one word of it. وَغَيْرُهَا مِنَ الْأَحْدِيثِ الْمَأْثُورَاتِ عَلِ الْفِقَاتِ. And apart from all this, apart from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, apart from the hadith of Furuya, some other hadiths that are reported from the Sikh, from the Lahu people, should be accepted like that, should not be rejected, should not be interpreted in such a way that suits our intellect. We should take them like that. And with this, one remains Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But trying to use your intellect to interpret these things, this one out of the fold of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and put one in one of the deviant sects. And it is very, very easy for somebody to become among the deviant sects. When you subject or give business to your intellect above the text, take it or leave it, you have become one of the deviant sects. Because they will bring to you the verse of the Quran, you say, no, how can Allah say this? To give you a hadith of the Prophet of Allah without any assertion. I do not believe that the Prophet said this. So with that, you reject a lot of things. Just as the Mu'tazila have rejected a lot of things. Verses of the Quran, they believe that what? Okay, we can reject this verses. But this cannot be the meaning of this verses. So they interpret those verses the way that we agree with their intellect. And this of the Prophet of Allah, for them, it is, they are easy to work, so reject. So this is not the statement of the Prophet of Allah. So there's no need what? There's no need to discuss themselves in what? In interpreting the hadith that this is the meaning of them. No. Say for the Lord, these are not the hadith of the Prophet of Allah. But what is of the Quran? You know that if they say that the Muslims are the old ones who finished them. So now interpret those verses in such a way that we agree with their intellect. So that's why one should be careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe what in the unseen. When we say something is unseen, it's something that you don't know much about it. So you take it like that. Taking it like that is part of what? Your iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, concerning the empire, said, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً. He says, those who will be in charge of hellfire, the malaika, the angels. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The number of those who will be in charge of hellfire, Allah said, we have not made that number. What is the number? 19. Allah says, عَلِيَا تِسَعَةً عَشَرًا. 19. So people then come, they start to say, 19, how can 19? Angels take care of the whole fire. So it happened that one of the Arabs said, well, he said, you want a good wrestler. He said, oh, people of Quraysh, if Muhammad has said what they have said, well, you know, a good wrestler, I can take care of 14 out of the 19. So you take care of the remaining 5. Because to them, how can 19 angels deal with the old people who are kuffar. So, the big gist of it, Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقُلْ لِيَسْتَيْقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ. So that those who are given scripture what you have your thing in. But okay, Allah says, Allah says, وَإِذَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. And those who have believed what would increase in faith. Because believing in faith is what? It's a sign of what? An increase in faith. وَإِذَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. وَلَا يَرْتَابَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. وَلِيَقُولَ الَّذِينَ في قلوب المرض ماذا أراد الله بهذا والكافرون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. So that those who ask is what is divine and the كافرون they will say what ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. الله says كذلك يريد الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء. He is now Allah to finish those who he wills and guide those who will. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Nobody knows the troops, the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except him. So now they are 19, not only wounded, it is one soldier. He can give his what? He almost overcomes the natural. He can't believe in this. Is it possible just one in jail dealing with it, the rest of the world? That is not possible. So a believer, once it is in the Quran and it's authentic Sunnah, he takes it like that. Whether he understands it or not, if he doesn't understand it, there are a lot of people who understand it. So he should pursue his own intellect, not the text. With this, you increase in faith. There are a lot of examples in the Quran like that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, that the Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, they will come. This is what? The first in the Quran. When you say, where will they come? What part of this group? Is it in America or is it what in Caribbean? Or where will they come out? Well, I don't believe in this. So, somebody who says this, when first of all, don't talk about what their job is. Well, I don't believe in their job. But if you believe in this, why do you have problem in what? You believe in that someone called what? Their job. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about إِنَّا أَشَدَ رَسُولُ فَخْرُجُ إِنَّا أَشَدْ جَيْلٍ. Allah says what talking about what? The food of the people of what? He says what? شَكَرَ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَحْمِ الْجَحِيمِ. It's a tree that grows from what? From Jahim, from that fire. When you want to consider this from human, whatever, is that possible? The tree growing from what? From fire. But this is the rock of the Quran. And that's why you have to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. The great, the things that you can see, that Allah has said, that is what has said, you believe in it. So this is very, very important. When one takes gives his mental to his intellect over his text, he has become an innovator. He has become one of the major innovators. His own innovation is worse than the innovation of those who are saying, maybe, La ilaha illallah, Tara, Ikoma, or those who are doing this Sunday, Sunday after that. His own innovation is far, far worse than the innovation of those people. So it is very, very important to keep notes of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وبركاته. Explaining this book and it says that everyone is here and then it is handled. So I want to be happy about it.
Now the second one that combined the Munafiqun and the Christian and you know this, the hadith in Sahih Bukhari. Some of the scholars of Ahlus Sunnah, especially Kufar, Nasi, then based on the word Nom Arobi Yom Edin, the Mahmoud. But if you look at that hadith of Sayyid Bukhari, because Allah Ta'ala says that we will see, but the way we will see is not the way the Ahl al-Sunnah will see it. That of Ahl al-Sunnah is what something that is continuous. Whenever they feel like seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people Allah appears to them to test them and what they will deny that. Until what they see the sign, then they will be asked to what to prostrate and you will not be able to do that except those who are doing it. So this hadith is what an authentic hadith. You can look at other tafsir like the tafsir Ibn Kathir and the like. Well, the series of verse, Yawma Yukshafu, and Ba'akin, wa Iza Ayla Ila Sujud. Salah Ila Sujud. Now,
somebody that lives in Kodak, and in form of this very thing, what explanation have come of the scholars to speak of that as a Muslim? What explanation have come of the scholars to consider that as a Muslim?
The issue is that the scholars try to run away as much as possible from declaring people kufar. Maybe put it down as theory, so to say, that whoever says so and so is what is a kafir. When a particular person is brought to them that he thinks that your said whoever says it is a kafir, so and so person is saying it, he now brings some things like the tawaful shurut wa tifari mawani. That is, maybe the person did not come across the hadith, maybe he's ignorant of this, maybe he's that. Try not to watch, not to hastily declare people to fall. Because Allah says, "Wa kunna mu'adhibin hatta nab'atha rasulana." We're not punishing people until what? Until you have sent messengers. So this person did not come across this hadith. Or may have come across the hadith, but the hadith has come to him in what? In a form that is not authentic. So based on that, the differentiation between declaring people kufar as a doer of actions kufar or some actions kufar and declaring individual. So that's why some scholars will say they are kufar, particularly if they are part of a counterweight from individuals among them. And this is how the Ministry of Noblah Ta'ala interpreted some of the statements of Imam Ahmad. They are not that Imam Ahmad called kufar. They are from individuals among them that he had watched an encounter with, and he has brought evidence to them. He has the revenge. Adamant on that. A lot of people who do not know the words you experience. The same thing applies to the Shia. Some scholars will say, well, the Shia, both the laymen, the lay people among them, and their elders, they are the same. Some scholars will say, no, the lay people among them will be treated because these people, they don't know anything. So they are like the lay people among the Mu'tazila and the like. So areas like these are areas of what? Of ikhtilaf among the scholars. Declaring somebody a kafir or a Mu'tazil, these are areas where there will be what? Difference of opinion among the scholars. But what I've led a lot of them to that is that what? Trying to refrain from declaring people kufar. Because calling somebody who is a Muslim a kafir, the Prophet of Allah said that somebody who is a Muslim, for you to call a Muslim, it's like what? You are killed him. Love a Muslim, kakotli. He said, calling a Muslim, calling him is like what? What about making the cure of a Muslim? So scholars, in order not to fall into things like that, so you explain what is the truth to people that this is this. Because individual is not what they will explain unless somebody that they have had a contact with and the person has remained adamant on that statement for now.
The reference to the mother, the angel giving it to the mother, so, and giving the father of the child. And I wanted to make a reference to the ayah in the first of the ayah, to love when you tell them, this way in the home of the child, and the father of the mother.
Let my girl explain this in the back. That when we talk about Al-Qawr Al-Kawniyya or Al-Kitabah Al-Kawniyya, that is Allah has written everything. Huh? Everything that happened in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it. Now the angels, they are exposed to things that will happen gradually. Huh? Maybe what will happen this year, you'll be given the knowledge of that. So that is what Al-Umr is, what will happen in a year. Or do you want to happen in a year? Al-Umr is what will happen 2 pounds a year. Then what will happen every day? Because Allah said, Kulla yawmi huwa fi shan. That is a part of what the Father, what will happen every day, what will happen in the, every year, what will happen in the lifespan of somebody, then what will happen in the, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started creation, up till the end of what? The universe. So all these are what part of Allah that Allah has knowledge of. Allah wants the way what you use. And what he establishes what you use. And the Ummul Kitab is referring to what? The Lawh al-Mahfuz. What is in the Lawh al-Mahfuz will not change. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may tell an angel to do this and Allah will change it. Now, okay, don't do this. What has been changed? Huh? It was it's in Lawh al-Mahfuz. It will not change. It has been Lawh al-Mahfuz that at this point in time, so and so angel wants to do this and allow to don't carry this out. It has been what in Lawh al-Mahfuz. So what is in the hands of the angel is what it needs. It's something that is what is relative. Because it is subject to change. But what is in the Lawh al-Mahfuz will not change. So it is in the Lawh al-Mahfuz that what so and so angel wants to carry out what Allah has ordered him to carry out, because Allah will tell him don't carry it out. It is also written in what? In Lawh al-Mahfuz like that. So يَغْفُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ. Allah wants to wear what he used, what he used, and he establishes what he used. وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. The Ummul Kitab is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and one may also interpret it as what? يَغْفُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ. What Allah wills of what of the laws. Allah is okay, don't practice this anymore. Huh? Then, when you speak and what he established, what happened that is things was to be done during the past. A man could watch from time between a sister and what another. Two sisters. A man may combine that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that watch. Abrogated that. While Sayyid Ma'u, Sayyid al-Ukhtayni, Sayyid al-Ukhtayni. So this is what يَنُوا اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. In Lawh al-Mahfuz has been there that for a point, he finds this will be permissible, then at another point, this what? Will not be permissible. So Allah wa'ala.
Relating to our own society now, and we know what is going on with our ulama, And many of us, we are so close to them, and we know whether we think they are big. How are we going to explain in people that is being named among us? How are we explaining their characters and their attitudes without including the whole people? Because we don't think that what they are doing should involve Kudum. People will not be able to learn with them.
That is what we are saying. You tell them that they are being Kudum. They are thinking that they are doing kufu, but that doesn't mean that what? They are kufa. Because they may not know that everything that they are doing is what is kufu. Now those who know that it is kufu that they are practicing, they are kufa. But that is because somebody in the kafir or is not calling the kafir, he is a kafir in the sense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is what? He is a kafir. What are you calling the Muslim? You try to defend that the Muslim is the Muslim. And this person is the Catholic instead of Allah. He's a Catholic. Your defense cannot have this thing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is important. However, scholars, they disagree. I mean, the scholars of Al-Sunnah, they disagree on somebody who is practicing, who is committing something that is what ma'alum in a deen is daruga. So for example, we know that we should not prostrate for anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we should not suffer sacrifice slaughtering for anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that we should not go to the grave of somebody and start calling the person to assist you. All these, they are things that are what known in the deen. Let me not see somebody committing such a sin, or somebody practicing to sin, and some of these kafa will do. All these are things that are known in the deen that they are what? They are sick, they are open. Should we still go ahead and excuse those practicing these things? Some cannot say, well, if we are in a land where tawhid is not established, then that is where the deen is not established. Then such people will be excused. Some say that, well, however, if it is a land where tawhid is established, take for example, someone is fighting such a thing in Saudi Arabia, he's being what to say, going to the grave, to ask the father who is in the grave not to sleep, to offer assistance. They believe that there is no doubt that this person is what in the castle. But when such a thing may be in Nigeria yet, some scholars watch to excuse to be ignorant. So they will not make excuse of such people until what? They have met them, explained to them that this thing is cool, this is shit, this is that. If not even not excuse that this is what we meet our father, make them drink our conscience, then they declare them kufar. Because this are what? Clear shirk. But one is practicing it, we not know that we are what? Clear shirk. So some scholars keep them this way. Some scholars also say no. Whether they are in the land of what? Tawhid, or they are in the land of what? In the land of kufu, they are kufar. Because when the person was raised among the people of Makkah, he let them do things like this. He didn't accuse them. He did not accuse them. So he declared them what? Kufar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَقُلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِّينَ حَتَّى تَأْخِذْ بَيْنَا لَمْ يَقُلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ضُرُّ جِزْبِلِينَ لَمْ يَقُلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ from whom the word because scripture وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ أَمِ الْمُشْرِكُونَ the book of Makkah and let مُنْفَكِّينَ he did not talk what they are doing. They continue like that. Hatta ta'tiyahum al-bayyina, till al-bayyina came to them. What is the bayyina? Rasulun min Allah yatlu suhfan mutahhara. So it's Rasulun min Allah, messenger from Allah. So they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated them as what kuffar. Just like the fact that from some among them was the ignorance of that and of being. But what that they are practicing kufu, they are what? They are kuffar. So we treat them as kuffar in this world, then their case rests with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So we don't treat them whether they know or they do not know. Maybe we will not send some promise to them or things like that, we ask them to go to hell or to continue one hadith. This is Shaykh al-Islam ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala explained in some of his books. These are the divisions of Ahlul Sunnah on this matter. So some believe that we should treat them as kuffar in this world. So in the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them. But what they are practicing is what is kufr. Since the Prophet Allah is not asking to assume those people who know kuffar that they were being made ignorant or so. So why do we excuse these people? But the other scholar they say, these people they claim to be Muslims, that we are Muslims. The only thing is that what we have committed things that are what they are kufr. Some of them we not know, some of them we know. So this type of evil one should not overflow it. And this is what the scholars say, al-udhu bil jahl, excusing people based on what? Ignorance. Is it something to be considered or not? Some scholars will consider, some will not consider. However, those who consider will not fight those who do not consider, and those who do not consider will not fight those who consider. Sheikh Rabi Hafidullah said in one of his books, so to say, he said he knows a scholar that does not take that position, that does not take the position of excusing for people based on what? Ignorance in issues of this agenda or this major issues. For about 40 years, they were living in the same community, living together, but the scholar was avoid discussing that issue because his own position is what? That the people are kuffar. As long as they are prostrating, they are asking other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are making sustain, as long as they are doing this thing, they are what? They are kuffar. But Allah Allah in our society, who would give that of knowledge cannot say these people are kuffar. But if I see somebody doing sustain, I will not pray behind him. Somebody maybe going to grave to ask one Baba, who would have not made a fear of him, I will not pray behind such a person. So I pray behind such a person, I will look for a person. But what is really be that I know that? And that is the default of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, that if there is a mosque, Muslim is practicing what? Is practicing bid'ah. There is what consensus of Ahlul Sunnah to go and look for a place where they are not practicing what? Bid'ah, that they are practicing sunnah. It is only when you can't find a place where they are practicing sunnah that you pray behind an imam is doing bid'ah, but the bid'ah is not bid'ah mukafirah. But if you have doing bid'ah that takes one out of the fold of Islam, so you can't pray behind such a person. Who gives Islamic fear of them? Allah. Father, the first one, I was the one that asked them not to answer the question. The reason being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَقُوا فِتْنَةً رَبْتِبَانَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُ مِنْكُمْ خَاصًا. Fear fitna that if it happens, not only those who wrong watch to be affected. This is because we are now in a very tight corner, so to speak, that what you can say freely before, you can say it freely, and nobody will accuse you or attack you. Say it now, all eyes will be on you. All eyes will be on you. After that, we will group you where you do not belong to. So they ask concerning the issue of Mubalan. The answer was given. The answer that was given is something that was that will you know, that suits the government. There's no doubt about that. With that, you can say you are not among them. But people may think that whenever you answer a question, you are trying to be pro-government. No. That is the Sunnah of Jama'ah. You will be pro-government in some things. And the Sunnah has said that what you will be pro-government. You will be anti-government in some things that what the Sunnah has said that what you should be anti-government. So there are not people that are controlled by the government. There are people that are controlled by text. So when we are condemning Muhammad or condemning Osama bin Laden or condemning Ayman al-Zawahiri, we are condemning these people based on what? On text. But those who are not in agreement with us, they think that what we say, these are people cementing the role of the wicked rulers, the captive rulers, cementing those, and thinking that what we are here to support them. Not saying that what we are only supporting, what you are saying is only what is only what the text has said. Though it favors the government. Now the story there is that thing if you say it here, there is no doubt it will not favor the government. And if you say it, it makes them feel that what you are the same thing with the person that you are prescribed. So instead of not saying it and trying to watch to maybe play some tricks that you can do it when you know you can't do it, and with that what you will be attacking the Sharia. If you say you can't do it, you'll be attacking the government. In this type of situation, scholars at times they prefer silence. For matters that they believe they talk about it in the Sharia way, they will be dealt with. And if they will not talk about it, they talk about it in a way that contradicts the Sharia, they get the wrath of Allah. So when they are silent on it, with that, they know that the questioner has gotten the answer to that. I think from the silence on that day, you want to understand that what is not permissible. Have you? Not everybody. Why is it permissible? We could have answered the question. So the silence there is what shows that what question is not permissible. Because there is no way you want to be a policeman in this country that will not run against the Sharia. This is clear. I want to be a military man. There are some things that you have to find that you know this. You yourself, you know this thing that was kufu. You know this thing that was kufu. You have to swear to an oath or an allegiance to something like this thing that was kufu. Or somebody who is a military man, maybe you are now deployed to a place, maybe to fight some Muslims in a Muslim country. So you defending your country, who will work on my team? And the country that you are defending is what? It's a country. Because Nigeria as a country and a state that has said that what? They are not an Islamic state. And they are not using what? Sharia as their constitution. This is clear. They say Nigeria is the what? Multi-religious state. For you to now start to argue in Nigeria, we have the majority of Muslims. But you have the majority of the states, those who have been ruling you, have they said that what? They are planning Sharia, or have they said that what? This is what? An Islamic state? No. They have not been it at all that this is a multi-religious state. Some of them will say, well, this is what? A secular state. So there is no how that you are not going to fall into kufru by doing that. And that's what happened to Sheikh Yusuf Kolkowi. When some American families, Muslim soldiers in the American army, they asked him, when they were going to attack people in Iraq or Afghanistan, he said, you know, you are Muslims, and you know, we are in this whatever, we are posted to that place, we have to go. If we don't go, they say we are not sincere to the speech. Well, then, with that, they may arm us, they may do this. So the Sheikh now said, well, what our advice is that we should give us in the rear guard. Maybe just having them with water and the like, so you don't be among those that will be cleaning the Muslims. So if you know that is the only thing that you can do. So I think we are forced that you have to be. Sometimes you do this, but you know that what? So with this, the Osama boys, they fall in apart. What are you saying? So now you are not the one who fought to the kuffar to fight us to be the Muslims. And that's the clear, it's clear. So the bronze is what? One point. Yeah, but Muslims, they will be, you know, will be marginalized, will be this, will be that. When they say don't join, there are some stubborn Muslims who will still join. You benefit from those stubborn Muslims. The same thing applies to us partaking in politics. We don't partake, they will do this to Muslims. When we say don't join, do you think it is every Muslim that will listen to you? Some will still go there. So they will go. And those people will be what? The scapegoats. So Muslims will benefit from them. But it does not defeat any scholar or student of knowledge to advise people to go and escape goods. No. Let individuals decide that I want to be escape goods. So let me go. I want to do this. Then if the person destroys himself here, yeah, the one that has brought that to himself. So now they say it's one scholar that has encouraged me to do that. Because it's only few people that will go there and remain the way they watch. The way they were before they went. Just look at these police who whatever. There are people who have been praying or driving their salah regularly. Every journey, it became what? Both of them, it became different things. So more than 4 or 5 examples you can see in this south of ours. But you know, somebody that will go and report him to King Watch. He's trying to be driving his watch to speech. So all of them are not the same. But for you to not look at you, go. It's like you are telling the forces to destroy himself. When somebody came from the learning and said he will participate in politics, he has been saying it. So you now want to roast yourself. Now that you live, don't tell you that when you can't ignore, they're trying to do my kill me. Any more fear, tell you about one year, my brother, I have some boys that can go. So people just said, so this is just the wrong truth on this matter. The fact that we have some Muslims, yes, we have Muslims in what is the military. But he has this plan. But does that mean that we should ask you to go? No. Those Muslims in the military, they tell you what they go through. In terms of kufr, in terms of whatever, so you pity them. So Allah Alam. Now concerning the issue of the banks, one, putting on such a thing does not be part of the dressing of the men. If a woman is doing that, that is what is acceptable. Well, if a man is doing it, it's not part of the dressing of the man. Especially if it is what for a genuine reason. If, for instance, you are put on a wristwatch, for what? In order to know the time and the life.
On Hajj,
maybe the rubber band is for maybe identification. So if it is for this reason, then it's accepted. Well, if it's just for decoration, it is not what? It is not allowed. It's not part and parcel of the dressing of a man. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids the use of Harif, Sikh. What is all Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that what? وَلِبَاطُمْ فِيَا حَرِيرٍ. Their garments will also be Harif. So in all Qiyamah, Harif means in the Jannah, Harif will be permissible for both males and females. But this word, Harif is permissible for females only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيَا أَصَارِمِ أَصَارِمِ وَحُلُّوا أَصَارِمَ مِنْ فُزْبَطٍ وَفَقَافُ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَوْلًا هُلُّوا أَصَارِمِ أَصَارِمِ means what? The bandus for the what we call the anklet, no knots or anklet or the bandus. So حُلُّوا أَصَارِمَ. So they will be given that something that you are talking about. But this is what? Day of Qiyamah. But in this world, it's not meant for men. So any man who uses that is seen as a muhannath. So a man behaving like a woman is not okay. This one is not doing it to support Hizbiyya or to support Hamiyya, Jahiliyya, this particular shit. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. A Muslim putting on the vest of Athena or Manu. Who are these people that you are promoting? These are kuffar. And you are happy to be promoting the kuffar. A man who does not pray, a man who does not believe in Allah, you are putting on the vest of that person. And to the extent that what you cannot fight a fellow Muslim because of this man. Maybe you love that man, what do you mean? People are what? Have wounded themselves or wounded one another because of what? These footballers. And these people, they are enjoying their millions. You are here fighting one another. You are here making unnecessary participation because of these people. Committing suicide. Somebody once told me, this guy is in bar, watching football, and a lot of this, she collapsed. And he died. Now, what type of death is this? Now, don't be deceived or carried away by himself. You know, who there are the sunnah who are watching football, they are this, they are that. They are not just football, it was fun. The watching of football or the days of football. But supporting the kuffar in this type of thing is something that's not, that is haram. And if there is not taking, it may lead one towards kufr. May lead one to kufr. So may Allah save us from this. Wallahu a'lam. Last question. One also try to benefit from the means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a good thing. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Ghafoor, is one who forgives. So you should also try to invite the habit of watch of forgiving people. Because if you do not forgive and you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you when you sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means what? You are not judged. So you should forgive, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgives. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written everything down before the creation of the universe, is that an evidence that one can also write down? That is not an evidence. You as a human being, you plan for yourself, you write down things for yourself, what you want to do. This is not against Islam. Particularly when you are always owing people money. The Prophet of Allah Quran encouraged all those to write things down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also encouraged us to write it down. He said, فَلْيَكْتُبْ وَالْجُمْلِ وَلِيُّ فِي الْعَدْلِ وَلَا يَغَى حَاسِبٌ أَنْ يَكْتُبَ كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهِ Something like that. So that if you write, no, then the writer should not refuse to write. Then Allah said, if you can't find somebody to write the Quran, maqbool. There should be what? A mortgage. Something that the person will use to stand for that. So this encourages us to write things that using that of Allah as what as evidence is not Allah.
How do I
send
you
write
things?
What do you mean by coach? Well, what do you mean by coach?
So
it depends on what if you work on the English dictionary now, you look at the word cut. So they give you about 3 or 4 minutes. So cutting, which one do you, what do you mean by cutting or cutting? What do you mean? So it is your own intention that now we now talk on Islamically. If what you mean is that what can I propose to your sister, then after the proposal, who supports, you know, we remain like that, attending to one another, discussing about this, about that, discussing things together. If that woman for a year, for 6 months, for 3 months, see, this is what you mean. This is what you mean. This is what haram. The normal way is that when you propose to your sister, before you propose to your sister, Islam encourages you to do investigation about that sister first. How do you do investigation about the sister? You go to the those who know this or know her other in our environment. What can you say about so-and-so person? What can you say about so-and-so person? So, you not tell them that what I want to get married to her. Just trying to collect what pieces of information from them. So only if you can go to the essence of meeting those who are very close to us in our family to get information from them, then we now decide whether to propose to her or not to propose to her. It's because people have neglected this. You propose to her what? We now say you want to know about her. So we now remain for 2 years, 3 years, a year, wanting to know about her. And she's not a fool as well. Nobody is not a fool. So, with that, you'll be pretending. If she knows that she has some bad character, she will hide it. If you call for 10 years, she will hide everything. Until what? Until you do your marriage. When you do the wedding, you know what? You play that character. The same thing applies to the man. Maybe if the man does not take part for this and regularly, if he's going to be out of that baby, he will do everything. If somebody that is stingy, doesn't spend, he will be hidden back at that time. So that the baby was become first food. He stings. I love that brother. In fact, he has just got baby. He will be a caring husband, he will be that. When you get the both of them, you know, they get selfish. Yeah. So they bring out their normal character. So the next thing is for the man to be looking for another woman outside. Doing the same way that he has done to her to trick that. And maybe they will leave for some time and watch. They disperse. They separate. Because this one has received this one has what received this. So that's why the best way is what the way Islam. The Prophet of Allah said, "The meticulous is getting in knowing where you put your what? Your spam. The same thing applies to the women. The Prophet of Allah said, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَزْدَوْنَا دِنَّهُ وَقُلْكُمْ فَزَوْنِ جُنُونَ. One whose work, whose character, whose religion, love, it comes to you, فَزَوْنِ جُنُونَ, marry off your daughter today or to him. So this is something that we should. In the past, in Yoruba culture, people practice that. So they want to know, you know, who is this person. It is the family of the lady, they will ask concerning the family of that person. Now, what you are practicing now is that what the man proposes to his sister, the next thing is what the family of the sister is the one where they are. And that brother or that man just goes to his community and looks for the richest man there. Yeah. Tell him, Lord, maybe I better show him more money. So I'm going to say, the man will be so, you all enter into the, because they will go there, that they are coming. The family of the West, I'm going to leave that there. What's going on? This man has only borrowed this car. So, trying to deceive ourselves, you know, not this way. Let's follow the right way. And that's why most of people have said that if you want to propose to a lady, don't dress because of that lady. You go to her the way you are always. Because try to dress because you want to propose to her, it's like what? You are deceiving her. So let her know the way you are. And that's why it is not. If what you are afraid is, if you call people for 20 years, you can't know the character of one another. Because you are still in the process of what? Deceiving one another. It is until you have entered into the issue that you know that what? You are going to deceive yourself for long or not. Since the sister has a question, we'll just take one. And maybe the remaining one should be written next week, inshallah. So many scholars have recommended calling Adhan in the newborn babies right here and come out the next year. What is the ruling concerning this? That is not authentic. There are hadith, for those hadith, they are weak hadith. Sheikh Al-Bani, rahimahullah wa ta'ala, and Sheikh Al-Zarifa explain this. Okay. The main question better to write the message, inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.